It is the Business News Hour, and we're just seconds away from a conversation with Matthew McIver of the Iowa Stage Theater Company. Now, this is a professional acting company based in Des Moines that has roots going back generations. So who are they? What do they bring to the arts and culture of the community? How do they maintain their presence from a business standpoint? And what are they doing to attract more people to experience live theater in Iowa? Matthew McIver, coming right up. Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of Tarot International, from sales training to personal branding to executive leadership and communication. Core research-based education for business. Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with TERO.com.
Insight on Business the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aurion, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys are hanging out with us again today. You know, we bring you all kinds of information, eclectic things that are going on, not only here in the greater Des Moines Metro, but statewide. And it is time for us to get a little culture and find out more about something called the Iowa Stage Theater Company. And with us is the artistic director, Matthew McIver. Matthew, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, you and I go back several years. You have re-energized yourself, I think, into something that is a passion for you.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah. Your background is what?
So my background is in theater. I'm originally from North Carolina. I went to college at a little liberal arts college in Ohio called Oberlin College, the same college that Alison Bechtel went to. You'll hear more about her in a minute. Toured the country in a Shakespeare troupe in 1995. 22 states and 4 foreign countries.
Nice.
Made $135 a week. Qualified
starving
for welfare.
Artist. Yeah.
But I was working full time as an actor and I loved it. Ended up moving to New York City after a couple stints in other places. Lived there for 11 years, and came out to Des Moines. Was recruited by Zach Manheimer, who is the executive director of the Des Moines Social Club, founding executive director, to come out with my wife, Julie Betts. We were recruited to be employees 2 and 3 of that organization. I was the founding artistic director. Julie was the operations manager. And we worked for 5 years building that right up until the time they moved into the firehouse.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. So we helped launch that organization. And as part of that, I ran a theater company inside the social club. And it was that theater company that first spawned a production of Fences that Ken Matt Martin directed. And then I directed a production of A Soldier's Play. And out of that organization, those two productions then put together the team that became the Pyramid Theater Company, local African-American theater company in town. And also, while I was at the Social Club, the Repertory Theater of Iowa was started right before we moved here, 2007, I believe.
Repertory Theater.
Repertory Theater of Iowa. They were focused on the classics. The first play I saw when I moved to Des Moines was Arthur Miller's All My Sons out at Westminster Church. Repertory Theater of Iowa production, and I was really just, even moving here from New York, I didn't know the theater scene here, and I walked out of there going, there's people in this town, there's talent in this town, we can work in this town. So that was exciting, and RTI then became a resident company at the Social Club. So they performed at the Des Moines Social Club. I directed for them over the years. And the other, another prominent theater company in town was Stage West. And they were focused, RTI was focused on the classics. Stage West was focused on new work, exciting work, cutting edge, contemporary stuff. And they were performing, they performed for years at the Stoner. But when the Social Club moved into the firehouse, they saw an opportunity and they moved into the firehouse, as did Repertory Theater of Iowa. So those two organizations were living side by side in that space. And after a while, they started to say, well, hey, you know, maybe there's some economies of scale here. Maybe we can share rehearsal space. Maybe we can share some back-end stuff. Maybe we can – and these talks started between the two groups. And eventually, it made sense financially for both of them to merge into one organization, and that's Iowa Stage Theater Company. So we were launched as an institution on July 1st of 2017, but from two organizations that merged together with a combined 30 years of production history. And in terms of Des Moines theater history, each of those groups then goes back to Drama Workshop, which was started in the 1940s. So there's a long history of theater in this town. That's done really interesting work, really cutting edge for the time work. I mean, Drama Workshop was doing Arthur Miller in the 1950s when it was pretty wow. current. And then RTI was doing those same plays then in the 2000s when it was a classic. So the history goes back a long way. So I call Iowa Stage, we're a new company with a storied history.
You are. You do have a storied history. And I think one of the things that many people would be surprised about is the depth of talent
yes.
that resides in the greater Des Moines metro.
Absolutely. One of the things I love about doing theater in this town, I say we have one of everything. We don't necessarily have two, but we have one of everything. And there's very few shows you can't do in this community. For example, our season opener, Fun Home, which is running right now. This week, it closes this weekend on the 14th. That's a show where we have cast it non-traditionally because the gal that we really wanted to play, Alison Bechdel, it's the story of Alison Bechdel, who is a MacArthur Genius Award-winning lesbian cartoonist who's looking back at her childhood, looking back at her father, who was a closeted gay man, and she only found this out when she came out as a lesbian in college. Fascinating story, amazing story. We can talk more about that, but as we were trying to cast this role, and there's beautiful music in this and some great songs, and there are three Allisons, her at age 9, her mm-hmm. at age 20, her at age 45. As we're looking at this, we realized we really need to cast the big Allison. We had to use Ray Faring, a wonderful singer, wonderful local musician. Most folks don't know she's got a background in theater because it's been a little while since she's been on the boards, but fantastic performer. And when we decide, well, the interesting thing about that is Ray happens to be African-American. Alison Bechdel is a white woman. So it's a little bit different. But there's three Allisons, so then we had to make sure, okay, let's line this up. And we have the talent in this community that we found this non-traditional casting. It may well be, as far as I know, it's the first time in the production of this play that the Allison characters have all been African-American. And that comes right out of the talent pool that you mentioned in this town. It comes right out of the amazing ability we have in this town to find folks who can do really beautiful work.
Does that all lend itself, the Iowa Stage Theater Company, does this type of an arrangement lend itself to experimentation like that?
I think that to an extent, yeah, it does. And I think that, you know, you've got organizations like Pyramid that have been creating opportunities for actors of color. You've got great talent in this town that maybe before Pyramid hadn't found as much of an opportunity. And you've got two organizations. We've got a really diverse ecosystem of theater in this town. Most folks don't realize, I mean, the Chloris Awards are the local Central Iowa Theater Awards. Just happened back in the end of August. And there were 13 companies that were eligible for a Chloris Award. Now, this includes professional companies like Iowa Stage, like Pyramid Theater Company. It also includes community theaters like the Playhouse, which is the most resourced theater producer in this town. They've got way more budget than, you know, all the rest of us put together, I think.
But they've been around a while.
They've been around a minute. I suppose if you run for 100 years, you meet some people.
There you go.
But the fact that they've kept that going for 100 years is an extraordinary achievement. I mean, there's a handful of theaters in the country that have been operating that long. So they're a different model. They're that community theater model where we're a professional model. We pay all of our artists, we pay all of our designers. We really are looking at building the creative economy in line with Bravo's cultural priorities. When Bravo did the regional cultural assessment, they identified four priorities, and building that creative economy is really part of one. But you've got these diversity, these 13 different organizations that were eligible for a Chloris Award. You've got all kinds of opportunity, and you've got much more cross-pollination, in part, I think, because of the Chloris Awards, than you've had in the past. You've got all of these different groups seeing a little bit of what everybody else is doing and hearing a little bit about this performance or that performance. I mean, you theater folks always talk, and we always, you know, oh, you got to go see. And like you were saying, it's, you know, there's so much to do. You're not going to see everything. Even I don't see everything as much as I would like to. But there's so many opportunities that you really are starting to find some real interesting diversity, too. We do A Christmas Carol every year, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. There's a bunch of kids in that. One of the things that I've noticed over the last several years directing it is the quality of the young performers in this town is getting better and better and better, because we've got Des Moines Young Artists. David Van Cleve is the artistic director over there, does a wonderful job of providing opportunities for these kids to work on interesting material, challenging material. And so the actors that I'm seeing for those younger roles for my production of A Christmas Carol, and again, the actors for the younger roles in Fun Home that we saw come through, the caliber is way different than it was when I got to this community 10 years ago, in my experience, because they've had more experiences. You know, the Playhouse offers a great children's series of the Kate Goldman, but they were one organization. And now that we've got multiple organizations offering those opportunities, you've just got more kids who get more chances at things.
We're talking with Matthew MacIver, ladies and gentlemen. He is the artistic director of the Iowa Stage Theater Company. I would suspect that the audience that all of these theater companies have, and all these individuals from Pyramid to Community Theater to Iowa Stage, how do you maximize your outreach? Because there's only so many people that go to live theater, or it seems to me to be that way. And I know that, you know, the Des Moines Performing Arts and everybody is out there banging the drum, and hopefully some new people come around to see some of this really great local theater.
You've put your finger on probably the biggest challenge facing not only Iowa Stage, but the arts as a whole in this community. You know, we tend to believe that if we can get some folks in the door, they're going to have an experience in an Iowa Stage show that's going to make them want to come back for more. At the same time, we're facing a media landscape which is increasingly fragmented, and we're facing the fact that you do not have, I've talked about this with folks at a number of arts organizations around the community, but you do not have a platform for the arts in Central Iowa the way we used to. You know, just to be upfront, you know, Michael Moraine was at the Register, and he had a brief to cover basically every form of art that there was, which I thought was, you know, a bonkersly huge brief. When he transitioned over to the Department of Cultural Affairs, and it's been 2-3 years now, that position wasn't really filled. We have not had a review in the Des Moines Register in a couple years. So they're not they've done numerous articles on Hamilton, because, I mean, and which was a great show. I'm not sure how much more publicity they need, but they're a great, great show.
But it's called low-hanging fruit.
Well, yeah. And I understand they're in the midst of a transition in the media, in their media landscape, which is really challenging local newspapers. But I think that we would love to find that Central Iowa arts platform that would be that convening place, that clearinghouse of information and reviews that would foster dialogue and promotion, that would really enable these organizations, which are doing really good work, to do it in a little less obscurity. Because what you say is true. There does seem to be right now only so many people who sort of think of live theater among their entertainment options. If you can get folks in the door to that, though, and make it more of an experience, if you can get them in, and, you know, Des Moines loves an experience. We love an experience. I often think we should just call our performances networking events, because we'd sell out every time. If we can get those folks through the door, though, there's such, I mean, the cast and crew, Katie Merriman directed Fun Home. This is a beautiful play. Well, one of the things that we're trying to do in order to address this problem, too, is we're partnering with organizations like One Iowa. One Iowa has been a great partner with us on Fun Home. They have made outreach efforts. They're leading talkbacks after every show so that folks have an opportunity to process what is a very moving and for some folks maybe a challenging show, dealing with the issues that it does of identity and who do you love and family secrets. And there's a lot to sink your teeth into. But Katie and her team have done an extraordinary job. I mentioned Ray Faring. Craig Peterson plays the father. Aaron Horst plays the mother. You've got Pony Lucajale is playing medium Allison. Amara is playing the small Allison. They're just a wonderful cast and wonderful design work, too, for the set and the lights and the sound work. Our design teams have been really – we've been really fortunate to have great designers to work with. But you put your finger right on it. We need to find ways to, A, help get the word out, which is why I appreciate the time and the opportunity to share with your listeners who may not think first of Iowa Stage among the things that they're doing this weekend. But at the same time, I think we've got some great deals and we've got a great opportunity for you to come see something that you're not going to see just anywhere.
Matthew McIver, ladies and gentlemen, he is the artistic director with the Iowa Stage Theater Company. Of course, we will have links to all of this up on our radio blog. Let's talk about the finances.
Yeah.
Because this is a business show.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you survive in there, Matthew?
Well, it's a challenge for every arts organization, particularly for Fun Home. We have to thank our sponsors, Mercedes-Benz of Des Moines and also Simonson & Associates. They've been very generous in supporting this show. And obviously, One Iowa, we also mentioned, is a promotional partner on the show, helping to get the word out, which is just as valuable for us. We do look for local businesses who are interested in sponsoring our shows. And we're actively looking to fill up slots during this season. So if you want to reach me, it's mmciver@iowastage.org or call the box office number. It's on our website, iowastage.org. We are looking actively for partners, and we look to develop a promotional partnership. We're talking with Court Avenue Brewing Company about, for our next two shows, It's a Wonderful Life, the radio play, which is a great show. Five actors do all 30-plus characters from the movie. Yeah, it's voice acting at its finest. It's a really, really great show. And that's running over Thanksgiving, the weekend before and the weekend of Thanksgiving. Also, we're doing A Christmas Carol, as I mentioned earlier, in December, the 14th through the 23rd, running right up to Christmas. Court Avenue Brewing Company, if you bring in your ticket or you bring in your program, 10% of your bill will be donated to Iowa Stage. So we're looking here to provide value to them as a business, right? We're trying to get the word out to our folks to say, hey, go down to Court Ave and it helps us. They're giving us something in return. So we really actively look for those kinds of partnerships with businesses. How can we I really think of, you know, dollars invested in the arts should be an investment for an organization. I mean, certainly it's an investment from the standpoint of quality of life. We're all in a war for talent. And if we want Des Moines to be a world-class city, which I think we all do, if we want Central Iowa to be a winning world-class region, we've got to have the kind of quality of life that's going to attract talent from the coast, is going to attract talent from larger metropolitan areas. And to do that, the easiest investment is in your arts. The first investment you should make is in your arts. The way that you can differentiate yourself from your competitors is thriving arts and culture. You've got to have, you know, we've got now in Des Moines that answer of, well, what is there to do? Oh my gosh, so much. We can't even fit it on the calendar anymore. If you go to Catch Des Moines, forget it. But we've got to find ways to grow those relationships with our business partners, with our promotional partners, and provide value to them, obviously, you know, not just in terms of quality of life, but how can we help you connect to audiences? How can we help build our audience so that we're more valuable to those partners? And how can we help them underwrite what we do? I mean, it's a huge part of our budget. Those kinds of donations, grants, and individual giving are a huge part of our revenue. If we were just relying on ticket sales alone, we would probably have to be at $80, $85 a ticket. And we're half that, a little under half that. So I think that's obviously important to us in terms of being accessible, but we also greatly appreciate and rely on our partners like Mercedes-Benz and Simonson Associates.
Clearly, you can't price yourself out of the market.
No.
And that's so important. Yeah. His name is Matthew McIver, ladies and gentlemen. He is the artistic director of Iowa Stage Theater Company, and we will have, of course, links to all of his contact information up on the radio blog. Matthew, thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Once again, that was Matthew MacGyver, the artistic director of the Iowa Stage Theater Company, in to discuss the economics of arts and culture and the impact that has on quality of life and, yes, even retention and recruitment of talent now and into the future for businesses of any kind. Links? Yeah, we've got those. They're up on our radio blog. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is a production of our advertising and marketing agency, Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications. For Matthew and our team, Chap Ramsey, our production coordinator, Aaron Libby, Sales and Marketing, Hunter Pease, the voice of the Business News Hour, and James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions, my name is Michael Libby. Thanks for being with us. And remember, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.